Mike Wilhelms, head basketball coach of South Harrison. South Harrison with Putnam County and Southwest Livingston in games over the last 2 weeks. You have a couple games next week, figured to be. Testers, one at home against North Harrison. One of those is going to be at Princeton. And then they'll host the South Harrison tournament that has Mercer included among other teams this year. South Harrison had, I think you were on, you had won three consecutive games when we visited last. Didn't get a game with Trenton, played due to weather. Did have Putnam County the following Tuesday. Putnam County wins 44-36. And, you know, South Harrison has always won some games that were, well, in the high 40s or ideally into the 60s. And I don't know if that's necessarily just a factor of possessions or not. And I know that Putnam County isn't necessarily a team that slows the ball down. What was one of the reasons for a lower scoring game?
Well, I thought that, you know, I thought our offense didn't really seem to ever get in the sink against Putnam County. And, you know, I always try to stress to the girls, you know, we want to get our offense going through our defense with turnovers and some steals and things like that. Not necessarily, you know, we don't want to necessarily push the ball and go fast all the time, but we want to try to get our offense, to, you know, started through our defense. And I feel like with Putnam County especially, we didn't play very good defense and gave up a lot of baskets, which kind of took us out of the rhythm of getting into our offense, if that makes sense.
And then you've done it a few times this year and really done it fairly effectively this year, but I assume you did have to play from behind with Putnam County?
Yeah, we played behind that whole game, it seemed like, and we got a few times we would get it close to maybe 2 points or something like that, and then again we would kind of give up some easy baskets and get back down in the hole. And I always say it's really hard when you get down. It's hard to get caught back up. But it's even harder to, once you get caught back up, to kind of pull ahead. You know, you spend so much time and energy catching up that it's really hard to, you know, get over that hump.
All right. At Southwest Livingston, at NCMC, a team that South Harrison played a year ago, beat a year ago, they're constructed differently this year. They've got another scoring guard. And, boy, that team is all about transition. And boy, it looked like, and I'd only seen them once, but it looked like if that team gets allowed to play transition, one, they're awfully good at it, and two, it looks like they're really difficult to beat.
Yeah, I was amazed on how good they were at their transition. We didn't do a good job at all getting back and trying to slow them up, but they were really, really good, and they're going to be tough to beat, especially once they kind of, you know, they've committed some turnovers on us. So once they kind of eliminate some of those things, they're going to be really difficult to beat.
All right, those games now behind you. Got North Harrison and Princeton that'll be coming up next week. And I don't know, I don't know if there's any specific identifiable things that you're trying to work on within this break, but I don't know. Are you just trying to stay sharp or try to use these practices to get better and go hard, or how do you want to treat it?
Yeah, I think we've been kind of focusing on, you know, not necessarily getting, you know, doing different things. We're just trying to work on what we do and try to get better at doing it. You know, I always feel like that January month is such a long month. You got, you know, games and tournaments, and there's not a lot of breaks. And so you use this time to try to get some legs back underneath you without, you know, but you don't want to get out of shape. So we've been just trying to focus more on the mental stuff and learning and talking and trying to correct some mistakes.
It's South Harrison head basketball coach Mike Wilhelms.